is going on out there, all of you Blitzers? This is the All Out Blitz podcast with Jeff
and Brady.
And we are back to talk about
our
records.
Yes.
Not records as in who has the most passing yards, who has the most rushing yards, most touchdowns.
As in schedule records.
Who we think
is going to be the
will come out on top of each division.
Yep, and who will be the loser of each division.
What their records will be, who we think is going to win and lose week by week.
Each
out
week
of all 17 games.
Yep.
So teams can no longer go 8-8 because we added an additional week.
NFL did.
We did.
We did everything.
We wanted more football, so they said, okay, we'll make a lot more money.
And we're having preseason as well, so.
Yeah, but that's trash. So, let's talk quick news first. Apparently my Falcons are going to lose Julio Jones.
I just remembered now that I was going to tell you, like, hey, I'll just say it if you don't want me to.
I'll say it. It's okay. I understand. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. There are very few players that I want to be a Falcon for life, and Julio Jones is one of them. It's not going to happen, though.
And now there's only three that you want for life.
So I would rather lose him than Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
So,
are your three still Calvin, Matt, and Grady, and Debo?
That's about all that's left. Yes.
Yeah. The top places Julio is going to go is either Tennessee or New England.
So let's hope for Tennessee.
Yeah.
I will take a first rounder and a player that can make an immediate impact on the defensive side of the ball. That is what I will take. The Falcons, as soon as this happened, if y'all didn't hear, first of all, Shannon Sharp is, what's that phrase in football when a running back runs the ball right in the A-gap? That's what I'm going to call Shannon Sharp. I won't swear on here, but I'm going to call him an A-gap because he decided to call Julio on live TV without Julio knowing and talk to him about this.
Yeah.
So Shannon Sharp should be fired because he's a complete moron. I'll just keep it nice. That's a problem. Anyway,
yeah.
We signed Tajay Sharp immediately, pretty much after that call. So,
you know,
adding to the wide receiver core, I like it. I'm okay with that. I like Sharp.
You know, the good thing about being a Vikings fan is the only lifelong guy there that I'm worried about leaving is Adam Thielen.
He's got a Thielen.
Other than that, I don't mind.
All right.
Aside from, like, maybe Kirk Cousins.
I like Kirk.
Actually, he's not even a lifetime Viking anyways.
He's not. If he dies, he dies. Oh.
Yeah.
Good old Russian guy from Rocky IV, Ivan Drago.
Got his head knocked off.
Anyway, that's one piece of news. Julio, probably next week, getting it shipped somewhere. Who knows? Other piece of news I just told Brady about, looks like Todd Gurley, TG2, is in Detroit for a visit, potentially pairing back up with his old quarterback from the Rams, Jared Goff, and new
Georgia buddy.
And his new Georgia Bulldog, potentially new Georgia Bulldog running back mate with D. Swift.
I think
that would be awesome. Gurley would go in with those chompers and bite some kneecaps in Detroit. It'd be sweet. I could see it happening now. It's funny that you would bring in a guy with all these crazy knee problems when your coach wants to bite kneecaps.
He's like, dude,
I'm going to take that guy because he has no kneecaps left.
I'm going to take that guy and I'm going to take his kneecaps and make them mine.
Maybe he can give Todd some like kneecap implants. That's what he was saying. We're going to take somebody's and give them to Todd.
Yeah, it'd hopefully make him faster because he's still in his prime.
That's pretty crazy, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, should we get to predict then?
Let's talk. So what we're going to do, episode by episode, division by division.
Yeah. Okay,
we're going to do all the AFC first, then we'll do NFC. We're going to start here
with the AFC North.
With the AFC North. So that's the Ravens, the Bengals, the Brownies, and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Let's talk Ravens first.
The not Bravens. Let's do it.
The Baltimore Ravens, okay? Lamar wants to be a Raven for life, he just said yesterday.
They're going to say he wants to be a running back for life.
Oh, I'm sure he wants to run, yes. I don't want to get into that right now. This division mostly, especially the last couple of years, have been pretty difficult, right? Between the Steelers and the Ravens. The Browns.
But now the Browns are getting in the mix.
They just entered the mix last year. You are not as high on the Bengals as I am right now.
I'm not.
You're in for a treat, folks. But I think this division is getting very, very good. We're going to have a new worst to first to worst kind of scenario, in my opinion, in the AFC North. So let's talk Baltimore Ravens. They start out week one on Monday Night Football, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in Vegas, hopefully for the first time with a full stadium in Allegiant, their new stadium. Never got fully christened yet because of the pandemic. Who you taking, Ravens or Raiders?
Ravens.
Same. Yeah. Then they take on the Chiefs in week two.
That's an L.
Okay. How about at Detroit?
Whenever, can I say something? Whenever you face the Lions, it's pretty much like a free win.
Oh, your kneecap. You just lost your left kneecap.
Take it.
You're too young to lose a kneecap. So you're taking the Ravens.
Obviously.
I am too. How about at Denver?
It's
I think Ravens. Detroit. Here, I'm gonna throw a take out there for you, okay? A hot take. Detroit is going to be better than Denver this year.
Nah.
Anyway. How about the Colts in Baltimore? That's an L. Just say it.
I don't know.
Wentz is coming for you.
They're kind of the same.
Like, well, okay, the same then who do you think is going to win?
Ravens.
Okay. I haven't even been saying who I'm picking.
Yeah, I know.
I'm taking Ravens, Chiefs, Ravens, Ravens, Colts. How about the Chargers?
That's a...
taking Ravens, the Chargers.
Ravens.
Okay. How about the Bengals?
Ravens.
Okay. Then they have a bye week, a week eight. How about them against the Vikings?
Loss.
How about at Miami?
Win.
How about at Chicago?
Win.
Cleveland Browns?
Loss.
At Pittsburgh?
Loss.
At Cleveland?
Loss.
Ooh, that's a tough stretch right there.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay?
Loss.
At Bengals?
Win.
Rams?
Loss.
Steelers?
Win.
Boy. You have them sweeping the Steelers. I think. Oh, no.
No, you picked them the first time. One.
So what is your overall, what do you think the Ravens' overall record is going to be?
7-10.
For real? Oh, my gosh. You had, I think you had more than 7 wins in that when you were picking.
Did I?
I think so. Oh. I have their record at 9-8. But I have them, just here's my quick take, okay?
Mine might have been actually 10-7.
Here's my quick take. They're going to lose to the Chiefs. They're going to lose to the Colts, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Browns, twice, the Packers, and the Bengals once.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So I have them at 9-8. Let's talk about the Bengals. Joey B is already at practice.
Yeah, I remember him.
He is ready.
Like he'll be done. Like he'll be
go.
He'll be 100% by when the season starts.
He is ready to go, and he's got his boy Jamar waiting for him to toss him a bunch of TDs. If T. Higgins is sitting there waiting, he's just drooling waiting.
If his ACL, MCL, and PCL don't get torn.
Hey now. I don't want to hear that stuff.
You're going to hear it by the announcers.
I don't want to hear that stuff. Let's talk Bengals. They open up their year against the Vikings.
L.
At Chicago. Give them a win. Bears are bad.
Yeah, I'll say win.
Okay. At Pittsburgh.
L.
Jacksonville.
Win.
Ooh, nice. Green Bay.
L.
At Detroit.
They're both kind of even teams. I'll give them a win.
At Baltimore.
L.
At the Jets.
L.
Cleveland.
L.
Week 10, bye. At Raiders.
L.
Ooh. Pittsburgh.
Win.
Chargers.
L.
Niners.
Win.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm set on that. Even though they're going to get their defense back, they're still not going to have a winning record.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one right there, man. At Denver.
L.
Baltimore.
L.
Chiefs.
L.
At Browns. That is a tough stretch right there. L. So what do you have their record?
6-11.
I have them at 7-10.
It's only like one win off.
It is. I agree. That's pretty good. I have them losing to San Francisco, beating Pittsburgh, beating Baltimore, beating the Bears, a bunch of games, not the Bears one, but a bunch of other games. You were giving them losses. I think they're gonna show up this year. I think they're gonna start making some waves in this division.
No, they won't do that for another 2 years.
That'll be pretty close.
If they need an O-line, a defensive line, and linebackers, and then they will be good.
All right. So you think they need what?
O-line, D-line, and linebackers.
Let's talk through their offensive line.
Trash cans.
Jonah Williams, not a trash can.
That's one guy.
That's their left tackle. They got Riley Reiff. Not a trash can. That's their right tackle. Jackson Carman at guard. Not too bad. Trey Hopkins and this Xavier guy I'm not too sure on. That's not terrible, man.
Let me just see something.
They got Sam Hubbard, and they just grabbed Cameron Sample in the draft. They got DJ Reader, Larry Ogunjobi, Trey Hendrickson on the defensive line. Their linebackers, I agree. They can use some help.
Yes, can I say something, though? Sure. Joe Burrow got sacked 32 times last season.
I agree.
I mean, understand. To be fair, Carson Wentz got sacked like 50.
612.
Yeah, he did get sacked a lot last year.
They could use some linebacker help for sure. I'm with you there. But I don't think their lines are too terrible.
Who knows? You know, Atkins is going to be playing for like another year or two.
Atkins is gone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, last year.
Oh.
Joey's going to be okay. He's going to have them. Jamar and T. Higgins, man. Tyler Boyd. Joe Mixon. They'll be all right. They'll be good. Let's cover the Brownies.
I have them winning the division.
Do you really?
Yep.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about the Chiefs?
I tell you, that's gonna be week one.
I think it's gonna be a solid game right there, buddy. Definitely. Can you believe that's not even a primetime game? That's a 4 o'clock game.
I'll tell you something. That's a win for the Chiefs.
Okay. Texans.
Automatic win. This year, automatic win when you face the Texans.
Bears.
Win.
At Minnesota.
Win.
At Chargers.
Win.
Oh, gosh, you don't like my Chargers either, do you? Cardinals.
Win.
Denver.
Win.
Gosh. Steelers.
Win.
At Cincinnati.
Win.
At Patriots.
Win.
Detroit.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Win.
Then they have a bye week. Then they have Baltimore again.
I'll say loss.
Raiders.
Win.
At Packers.
Loss.
At Steelers.
Win.
Bengals.
Win.
What do you have them going, like 15-2?
12-5.
Oh my gosh. I don't think you had five losses in there. I have them going 11-6. So I think they're going to split games with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. They're going to beat the Broncos. I have the Chargers beating them. And the Chiefs beating them. I do have them winning the division. So right now, in the AFC North, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have the Browns first.
The Ravens, the Steelers.
I know. The Ravens second in that division. Let's move on to the final team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I have the Steelers second.
Okay. At Buffalo.
Loss.
Raiders.
Win.
Bengals.
Win.
At Green Bay.
Loss.
Denver.
Win.
Seattle.
Loss.
At a bye week. That's an early bye week.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
At Cleveland.
Loss.
Chicago.
Win.
Detroit.
Win.
At Chargers.
Loss.
At Bengals.
Win.
Ravens.
Win.
At Minnesota.
Loss.
Titans.
Loss.
At Kansas City.
Loss.
Browns.
Loss.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
I heard a lot of losses in there.
That was like near the end because I split wins and loss with Ravens.
So who do you have? What's your final?
9-8.
I have them tying the Cincinnati Bengals for the worst in the division at 7-10.
I don't know how the Steelers would fall off like that.
They're relying on Ben. And they think Najee Harris alone is going to save that offense.
They think Ben's going to save that offense.
The line, not very good. Wide receivers, Juju's your number one, not very good.
He's okay.
I'm saying overall.
Yeah.
No, they need help. So the defense, Bengals. Losing Bud Dupree.
They lost a cornerback to the Bengals, I think.
They did, you're right. It's going to be an interesting year. So, I mean, I have the Browns taking it. I don't see anybody that's going to knock them off the throne this year. Unless Baltimore does something crazy where they figure out how to win a whole bunch of games, I don't see anyone getting close to Cleveland. If Cleveland is for real, remember, one good year doesn't mean they turned it around. They need to be consistent. I think they have an opportunity to do that right here.
Steelers, this is their time to, I don't know, they actually got a good schedule this year instead of like an easy one like it was last year. They actually got some real opponents on this one.
They do. They do for sure. And I think that's really going to test them.
Yeah.
So that is where I think the fall off comes. You have Ben doing whatever he's doing. When you look at the offensive side of the ball, I mean, they added Fairmouth and Najee. That's not enough to take that to elite level. Sorry. Like, you have no idea what either of them are going to do in the pros yet.
That's why I had with the Bengals, that's why I had them beating the Jags. Because you don't know what Trevor Lawrence is going to do yet.
It's true, but Tim Tebow's there.
Oh, yeah, he'll fix the whole entire offense. He'll play tight end and QB.
He'll throw it just to himself. He doesn't even need a line.
He'll throw it to himself.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So I got Brownies, Ravens, Bengals, and Steelers at the bottom.
Speaking of which, Najee Harris, he signed his deal as a 4-year, $13 million deal.
Fully guaranteed.
Yep.
That was the best pickup they could have picked up right there. I 100% agree with that. Yeah. But him alone is not going to completely turn stuff around. He's better than what James Conner was. I think he's very similar to what Lev Bell did, and that was great for them.
Yeah.
But Ben is not the same as he was back when Lev Bell was there and he was killing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And AB was normal back then. They had him as the number one. So it was a lot different back in the day when they were really chugging along.
Yeah. So I have it going. Browns 1, Steelers 2, Ravens 3, Bengals 4.
Okay. I think we're going to see the flip here at the bank. It'd be interesting, right? Because before it was just Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals and Browns fought out for who were the worst.
There was one time where, like, in 2017, I think it was Bengals were third because that's when the Browns went 0-16.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see this division now. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than what we're used to seeing.
Well, yeah, because there's now actually, instead of two competitors, there's three competitors now.
Yeah, and you honestly don't know what the Bengals are going to do.
Suck.
Nah, they're not going to suck. They're not going to be great, but they're not going to suck. They're the Bengals. So, you said 2 years ago it was the Browns.
Stuff changes. 2 years ago.
Stuff changes.
Yeah, but the Browns are better.
Now.
So is every team.
I think, who do you think the worst team in football is going to be this year?
Detroit.
I got Texans.
Yeah, I knew you would.
And I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just, that place just seems like a dumpster fire.
That does. They have no idea who's at QB. They lost both of their good receivers. Their O-line, aside from left tackle, was not very good. They just lost J.J. Watt, so their D-line isn't that good. Linebackers are okay, and their DBs aren't great.
Yeah. Here's some other news. Adam Vinatieri retires.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to that guy for, I mean, an absolutely amazing career with Patriots and the Colts. I mean, probably the best or second best kicker of all time in NFL history.
Yeah. Also, we were talking about this before, and we were saying, like, that Vinatieri was, if he got signed somewhere for, like, one day, he would then be the official oldest player to play football then in NFL history. But then after he retired, Matt Bosher was actually older than him, I think.
Matt Bosher?
Oh, Matt Bryant.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, Matt Bosher's young, man. What are you talking about? How old is Matty now? Let's see.
It's like 500.
Matt Bryant.
55.
He is 45 years old.
Tom Brady's like 43, I think.
Vinatieri was 48.
Oh, so Vinatieri is older than, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vinatieri is actually the new oldest player to play football, though.
Pretty crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
You want to talk about any free agents still sitting out there? There's some good ones yet, man.
Yeah, I'm
surprised. You know Melvin Ingram is still there?
No, he's not. Oh, the defensive lineman.
Yeah. Still sitting out there.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Chiefs haven't picked him up yet. They said, like, a while back, they said they were going to.
Yeah. I mean, Larry Fitz hasn't made a decision yet.
I think he's more on retirement than he is. I think with the he team. Is too,
but that's crazy. He hasn't come up with anything yet. You know what I mean?
Who else?
KJ Wright.
Richard Sherman. He didn't sign with the Saints yet.
Everson Griffin. Devondre Campbell.
I think Everson Griffin kind of fell off.
I don't think so. I think he'd do just fine.
He just doesn't have the numbers like as he used to when he was.
My boy Brian Poole still there.
Yeah, you want Atlanta to pick him up.
I want them to bring him back. There's a lot of decent players out there yet, man. Just scrolling through the list right here. Yeah, man. A lot of good players out there yet. I think everybody's waiting because of the cap hit that everybody's on this year because of the not a big increase like they expected.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're waiting to see if anybody gets hurt in camp or whatever it is, and then you're going to start seeing some of these guys get taken. A couple of guys are going on visits, like Gurley. I know Melvin Ingram was making a couple of visits here and there. It's been really quiet on that front, though.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is still going to be a Packer after this offseason?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I don't think he's going anywhere.
I told you this before, but I read something that like said Adam Schefter is just making it sound worse than it actually is.
Yeah, Schefter, I mean, he kind of blew this one, too. I mean, making it come out on draft day when he's known about stuff forever.
Yeah.
Like, that was a pure just bonehead move. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know what Schefter was thinking.
And you said that, like, Julio, like, a month or two ago, like, asked to be traded. And, like, yeah, the NFL didn't say anything.
I would say some rumors came out that a couple of months ago yeah, Julio wanted to be traded away, and that's why they're listening to offers is what they said. But they never came out public and just said, you know, that's what we're going to do. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess, right?
Yeah, because, like, they've came out and said that, like, they want a first-rounder for him.
Yeah, and apparently everybody was thinking that the interview thing with Sharp is going to drop his possible return, you know, as far as what Atlanta will get for him. But apparently over the past 24 hours or so, it's actually been going up. I think they actually have, from the rumor that I heard, is they have a potential trade opportunity, including a first-round pick.
Oh.
So they're just waiting and weighing options because they can't do anything until after June 1st anyway.
Man, could you imagine that Aaron Rodgers – remember how a little while back that Aaron was saying on draft day that Aaron Rodgers could be traded to Denver?
Yeah.
Imagine he and Julio get traded there.
That would immediately turn that team around.
That's what I'm saying. I said, like, then, Chiefs, you better watch out. Like, you're going to have a second behind you then.
What did I tell you yesterday, though? If Green Bay wants to make all this right.
Yeah, they're going to have to give away someone big for Julio.
They go all in for Julio Jones.
Give up Jair in the first rounder.
Nah, that's too much. I'll take it, but that's too much.
Yeah, because like we were talking about
it. They can take a first. You know, you want to know what the absolute game winner would be for Green Bay?
What?
Trade next year's first rounder and Jordan Love.
Why?
Because Aaron, that first-round pick that made him so bad last year, gone. Not even on the team. And he gets Julio Jones.
Well, he just has to suck it up and deal with it. That they just I'm just, Jordan Love
I'm just saying, if they do want Aaron there for another 5 years, right?
They're not
that immediately solves the problem.
Not a five-year deal, though. They won't have the cap for it.
They might. He might take less if they get Julio, and he has him and Devontae to throw to.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, for how close they've been getting the last 2 years, you add Julio Jones to that receiver core? Come on now.
Yeah. I think at this point, we were talking about this, and I said, I think at this point, Julio, he's just trying to trade to a new team just to get a Super Bowl ring before he retires.
That's it. I think he has 2, maybe 3 years left at most.
Yeah, just because, like, before he retires, he wants to get a ring.
Yeah.
Because of like all the numbers.
Doesn't everybody?
He's beaten like some of Jerry Rice records.
Everybody wants a ring. Doesn't mean you're going to get one.
Yeah.
And if Atlanta was that ticked off, they'd trade him somewhere like, I don't know.
Kansas City.
Houston.
Yeah.
Where there's no QB.
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. Throwing like a 30-yard touchdown to Julio Jones.
Yeah. Or they can send him somewhere with, you know, some other schmuck.
You're probably honestly happy that you haven't heard any talks about him in Kansas City. Because I remember you saying...
I honestly don't care where he goes. Do you want to? If I had to choose, it would be the Chargers or the Dolphins.
Of course it would.
That's where I would like him to go.
Got Herbie Cannon throwing a 500-yard.
Can you imagine Williams, Keenan Allen, and Julio? And Eckler in the backfield with Herbie?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That would be ridiculous.
Chargers should have taken Pat Freiermuth in like the second or third round.
So I would be trying to search there, you know, in those teams.
Because well, I remember you saying that like it's going to be a big problem for the league then if Julio Jones gets traded to the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you got Kelce, Mahomes, you got Tyreek, Kelce, and Julio Jones, and Mahomes throwing to him, the man who doesn't even have to look to throw a football to someone.
Hey, I can close my eyes and throw the football.
It'll be about 20 yards off, but...
Hey, it's not that bad. We tried that, remember?
Yeah, I know.
I was on point. Leave me alone, man.
Still, though, Mahomes threw it for like 10 yards. He threw it for like 3.
Shush. Yeah, anyway. Cool. Well, that's our breakdown of the AFC North. We will come back in the next episode, talk AFC South.
Yeah.
And really get this thing going. Because, well, you know, it's the off season, and that's just what we do here. So AFC South, of course, we have those Houston Texans, the Colts, the Jags, and the Titans to cover in the next episode.
Yeah, and also, speaking of Titans, there's some strong rumors going around that Derrick Henry is going to be on the cover of Madden 22.
Don't do it, Derrick!
And that's what I was saying. Because I'm saying, like, if Derek is going to be on that, RIP to Derek's career.
He'll be all right. He's a dump truck.
I'm pretty sure. Didn't he say that about Barry Sanders?
What?
About him being on the Madden cover.
Yeah, but he didn't leave because he was hurt. He left because he was sick of Detroit being trash and not helping him at all.
Yeah, it's true.
And all he did was get beat up because he was the only player that was good. That's why he retired. Same with Megatron. He was tired of just getting beat up every year and never winning a game.
What do I remember? There was a time span where, like, he wasn't, like, showing up to games. Yep. And he wasn't, like, responding to anyone. And then just, like, out of the blue, he just called it a career.
Yep. Yeah, it's a shame, man. He was the best to ever do it, in my opinion.
I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know if this is exactly right, but I think I heard, like, a theory that was just, like, he retired just because he was on the Madden cover and he didn't want his career to end.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
It's a theory. Theories are right.
That one is not. All right, so we're going to cover AFC South next episode.
Yep.
That's all the news we have for today as well. Nothing else sitting out there that seems important. Honestly even interesting at this point. I think a lot of teams are really just figuring out what's going on. The first little camps are starting. They have started, so there's some practicing and things going on. But outside of that, we're just waiting here to hang out and see what's going on. I'm sure next week, post-June 1st cuts will take place. Some players will be getting moved to new teams, and then we'll definitely have some stuff to talk about. But until then, we'll be back in a couple days with AFC South schedule record talk, and hope you all have a great rest of your day, rest of your week.
Yep. So stay safe, stay healthy.
From the All Out Blitz podcast, peace.
Peace out.